let's get to the awards first. I mean, we know who's going to win the top award and who is playing at a level that maybe no one has ever played before. But who's your number two?
Well, I mean, I, based on the fact that he moved into the number two spot in the world rankings, you got to give props to Jim Furyk. I mean, he's turned into a really solid, steady, if not unspectacular, performer. I mean, he's been right there all year long. And, you know, he earned over $7 million this year, so he's got to be there. but clearly, Tiger is, to use the old cliche, he's head and shoulders and maybe hips above everybody else.
Would you say there's a real analogy between him and Roger Federer and what he accomplished in tennis this year?
I think that they are probably identical, except for the fact that one uses a golf club and one uses a racket. I mean, they're individual sports. You know, Federer doesn't have to play against the whole field every week, but, you know, if you look at their records and the number of majors that they've won, Grand Slams in Federer's case, it's almost identical, and I think that's why they have a mutual respect for each other.